Like Rashi says, Hilkach therefore lekach hafiz no kafitz vero. V'etono di itzrach le'ashminon emenichem ein achetitis. So what's the chiddush here that it wears? It's not called a kafitz v'chur. Pshita's not called a kafitz. It's not dividing between the hat and the head. The hat is further up. So what's the chiddush? Pshita is allowed to. So Rashi, the chiddush is ein chetitim mishum yita begodim. The chiddush is that it's not considered an extra beged. Lashminin the lav begedu. That's the chiddush. That tefillin is not called a beged. Since it's a devar mitzvah, like bota to the goof, it's not called a beged. That's the chiddush here. It's not called a beged, therefore it's mutter. Who was it? It's not called a chatzitza, therefore it's mutter for the kohen to wear his tefillin shorosh. V'enechnami, the tefillin shayad, that would be also to wear. If he'd be wearing a tefillin shayad b'shas adun de'avayda, that would make up still. A tefillin shayad would be called a chatzitza between his flesh and the beged. So then it says in the Mishnah, Mechusei Kippurim, a Kohen that's the Mechusei Kippurim means he was a Zav or a Metzora. Even though he went to the Mikvah and it was Har Shemesh, it was nighttime, but since he did not bring his korban yet, he's Mechusei Kippurim, if he does the avoid, it's also possible. For the Gemara Minolan, how do we know this? On the Rafuna Makro, the Pasuk says, V'chiper Roleho HaKohen U'Tahira, that after he brings his korban, then he's first called U'Tahira, then he's called that he's Torah. So Tahira Mechlal Shitmeya, Mashma, that before he brings his korban, even though he went to the mikvah, still he's called a Tameh. And that's the law we had before already, that a Tameh, if he does the avoid, he's Mechal the Avoida. And the Pasuk of Yenazru of Lo Yechalalu. Therefore, Mechusei Kippurim is considered like a Kohen that's Tameh, and therefore the Mishnah says, if he does the Avoida is Mechul. Alright, turn over. Then it says in the Mishnah, the case of Vishlei Rochat Shidayim Vraglayim, a Kohen that did not wash his hands from the Kiyah before he does the Avoida, that was also possible. So how do you know this? So when it says, Aski Chukah Chukah from Mechusei Begodim, says the word Chukah by Mechusei Begodim, and there we have Limudim where he's seated like a Zar, and says the word Chukah here by Vishlei Rochat Shidayim Vraglayim, teaches the same Yisayid, that if he does the Avoida before he washes his hands, he's seated like a Zar, the avoid is possible. Tanya Rabbanan, we're going to write like this. Koyin godel shaloi toval v'shaloi kiddush ben beged lebeged. The koyin godel on Yom Kippur has a special law because he has to go to the mikvah 5 times and he has to make in each time 2 times a kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So ask me if the koyin godel did not do this. Shaloi toval did not go to the mikvah or else he was not kiddush yadayim v'raglayim ben beged lebeged, between changing back from the white to the regular begodim, or else ben avoid leavoida, the yovar avidos, and he still did the avoida, lochlis shera, still the meister is kosher. Rashi says in his kohen godim means to goin bechomesh avoida shem kippurim. He'll learn out the gemara numa there that he changed his begodim from the big day zov to big day lovin, and then back again from big day lovin to big day zov, and each time he changed, he had to go to the mikvah. And he had to wash his hands and feet once before he went to the mikvah when he took off, and once when he put on the new begodim. So what's going to be if he did not do this? Still the loch read the avoid with shera. V'yechod kohen godol v'yechod kohen hedjit shaloi kiddush yoda v'ragla shachris v'yavad avidos tzula. But let's say the kohen godol in the morning when he first came in did not wash his hands and feet from the kiyur, or else the regular kohen any day, if he did not start off washing his hands from the kiyur, it's tzula, that's like our Mishnah. Shalai rocha tzedayim v'raglayim, it's tzula. Rashi says shachris means bein v'yom mikvur v'adavom ad yom kippur, bein v'chol ha'shana. Avodos tzula k'di afin ha'chukah chukah v'mechus ha'begodim. O malei ravasi l'rabi yechanon, nichti, let's see. Chomesh tfilet. This inyan that the kohen godol on yom kippur when he changes his begodim 5 times has to go to the mikvur each time, and the asar kiddushin, and each time he has to wash his hands twice. That's 10 times he has to have kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Diraisa, it's midiraisa. Rashi says the pasuk says for rochas es b'sar b'mayim v'levo l'veisham. The yosam yal v'kulu nusar, they're all midiraisis. And the chukik siv, but also says the word chukah. Rashi says the yachas yadom v'kol apashik siv v'oysa lehem l'chukah felom v'achodesh hashvi v'yesar. It says the word chukah. The question is only yachvei. It still seems to say the word chukah. It should be evenly chukah. As usually the word chukah means it has to be. So what does it say here? That the Kohen Godel did not go to the mikvah, did not kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. it's Shero, the Kurd should be Possel. Or Malays, he answered back, on my core, the Possek says, Ulevesham, he should wear them. Rashi says, Shina Kotab Levisha, says it twice, Ulevesham. So we darshan Levisha Makevis, that what's Makev, what has to be, he has to wear his begodim. He has to change the begodim. But the end of Racham Yaakov, nothing else is Makev, even though he does not go to the mikvah, or even though he does not wash his hands in between, that's not Makev. The Gemara says, Tzavu Ponos, his face started to shine up. In other words, Rabasi's face, Rabasi asked this question to Rabbi Yochanan. And now that he heard the answer, the Rashi's on the face, Simcha, he's so happy. He thought he heard a good reason. So Mamash, his face like lit up. Omalei said back to him, Vava Ufto Ksivlucho. Rashi says like an expression, like he wrote a Vav on the beam, like for a sign. In other words, he said back to him, no, it's not a good answer. What are you so happy about? His Vav Ufto Ksivlucho means he just wrote a sign, so he wrote a Vav like on the beam. But it's not a good answer, because he really could ask the question. If this is the pshat, if so yochi, if so, the tzafrinami, then even the first kiddush yadayim raglayim in the morning should also not be makiv on Yom Kippur. And the Brachos says clearly no, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur did not first wash his yadayim raglayim for the apostle. So this answer was not considered a good answer. The Gemara says, Om Achitzki, Chitzki says, I'll give you the real answer. Om Achitzki, Yom Achor, the Pesach says, Bohoi Tzor Lehem Chayk Elom, Lo Yulizar Lo Doroitam. It should be for you a Chayk Elom, and these are the things that are Makiv. And it says this, by Yom Kippur, Sudash like this, that Dovra Makiv Dizaroi, something that even a regular Kohen head you'd have to do, Makiv Boy, it's also Makiv by the Kohen Gadol. That means the first Kiddush Yadayim for Raglayim, it has to be done every single day by every single Kohen, who are then in Yom Kippur, it's also Makiv for the Kohen Gadol. But Dovra Shein Makiv Dizaroi, something that's not Makiv by his children, and the Makiv Boy, like these five Tfilas on Yom Kippur, that's only by the Kohen Gadol, it's not by a regular Kohen head yet. So these halachas are not even makiv by the Kohen Gadol. That's the chiluk. The first Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, every single Kohen has to do. That's Takel Likuva. If you do not do it, the Mishnah says it's possible the avoida. But the extra tefillah and Kiddush that the Kohen Gadol has to do on Yom Kippur, these things are not makiv, and even by the Eved, the avoida is kosher. We have Yonis, the name of Yonis, that says, Nach of Nisposik, it says, V'rochatu Mimenu, Moshe V'yaru Nubonu. The dashon like this, Dovra Makib Bonav Makibot, the same type of a drosha. Something that all the bonim have to do, every crane has to wash his hands, Yadayim, Raglayim, that's Makib even on Yom Kippur. But Dovra Shein Makib, the bonav, something that's not Makib by his children, the regular kind of not have the special locha of on Yom Kippur, the five filas, ain't Makib by, it's not Makib by the crane God leader. Explains like, what do you have to have these two psukim for? What is one arguing on the other? Rabbi Yonasan, my time will yom be the Chizkiyah. How come Rabbi Yonasan does not say from the same pasuk as Chizkiyah says? Omulach Rabbi Yonasan was saying, "Who that pasuk the dervis who this is? It's come to teach us halachah that these halachas apply to the dervis. It's not only halacha right now, but the halacha that children the dervis. They have to listen to these halachas. Therefore, it's not extra for hekish, but rather to teach us these halachas apply to the dervis." Like Rashi says, "Azor linug chukazu lizarva yachrov." How come he doesn't say? How come Chizkiyah doesn't say from Yonasan's posik? Me boy lele kere Reb Yosi Reb Chanina. He needs that posik for the way Reb Yosi Reb Chanina dashens. Yom Reb Yosi Reb Chanina call kiyor every kiyor in the Beis Hamikdash. Shein boy kedei lekadish arbo kahanim imenum ein mekachim boy. It is not big enough to hold enough water to be mekadesh the yodayim v'reglayim of four kahanim. It's not kosher. It's not kosher. It's not called a kiyur. How do we know this year you have to have enough water to be mekadesh four kahanim? Shneimer the pasuk says the rochat to be menu moishe v'yaron the bonav. That's the diak. Rashi says moishe v'yaron is train or bonav train. It's 2 and 2 is 4. Shaf moishe kain hoya b'shivish mayam luyim. Before the kasher is moishe was not a kain. The answer was yes, during the Shiva Shemayam Luyim, Moshe was also a Kohen doing the Avodah. The Avodah Rav, the Loikim, and the Vasachas, they weren't at the same time, Miyukro Lochi Midrash. That's why we dashed this prophet. Therefore, this prophet does not come to teach us halachis of Avodah, which is a Doiroi, that's Makkah by the Kohen Gadol, So the rabbis come to teach us this halacha of the kiyur. Therefore, it needs to be other pasuk. So the kiyur, the both from Dash and the Pesukim come to teach us this decide that by the avodas of Yom Kippur, it's only the first kiddush shadayim in the raglayim, kiddush shadayim raglayim in the morning. That's the makiv. That's the same thing as the derus. My shenki and the other avodas of the yom itself are not makiv. Tana Rabbanim, we learn the verse like this. Ketzad mitzvah kiddush. How is the way, Eifin, how is the way the Kohen is supposed to be mekadesh his yodayim v'raglayim every morning? So it says, the machlokes, woman yom hold, meniach yodai hayimonis, agabi ragla hayimonis. He has to put his right hand on top of his right foot when he's standing. The yodai hasmolis, agabi ragla hasmolis. And his left hand on top of his left foot. And umekadesh, umekadesh. He has to mekadesh them both together, the yodayim v'raglayim. This is the way you mekadesh the yodayim v'raglayim. Like one shot on one set and one shot on the other set. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer, a little bit different. He holds Meniach Shte Yodov Zuagazu. These two hands, like the right and the thumb on top of the left. So yeah, Gabe Shte Raglov Zuagabizu. The same thing. Your 2 feet also, the right is on top of the left, and you have all four together on the Kaddish and the Kaddish Ramas. All four of them together. The Gemara says Armulu, as they said back to Rabbi Yisrael, he flakto, like you went overboard, like you said too far. How EF Shalasa can, it's not possible to do like this. In other words, he can't stand this way. And we'll soon see in the Shas Kiddush, the Kohen has to be standing. So how is it possible to say, this is the way he's Makadosh his hands and feet? So one says, the Chur is Shapa Karmelit. He said, good to Rabbi Yosef, how did he learn? Or Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef will answer, V'chaveru Masayayu Enchanami. He can't stand himself this way, but his friend has to hold him up, has to be Masayayu, help him. So his friend helping, that's also called an Amida. And this is the machlokes, my benayu, what's the difference? In other words, what's the machlokes, my benayu? Omer Rabbi Amida min Asadik benayu. That's the machlokes. The Tanakam hold, it's no good. There's a loch, we'll soon see, you have to be standing b'shas the Kiddush. And if you can't stand yourself, you need somebody else to help you, that's not called an Amida. Therefore, he says it has to be each one separately. And the other Mandiyam holds no, Rabbi Yehudah holds no, even though somebody has to help you, that's still called an Amida. Oh, Malay Rav Soma Bread, Rav Ash, the Ravino, Velasiv Mesibul Kaddish, let the Kohen sit down when he does the Kiddush. Like, who says he has to be standing? Did he ask the question, how can he do it? Somebody has to help him. Who said B'chal, the Avodas Kiddush has to be done standing? On this, yes, on Machor, the Pesuk says, L'sharis, and we darshan V'shirosh Mi'umidu. Shiris always means standing up. Rashi says, by begishtem el mizbech l'shoris, it says the word that comes from mizbech, that's l'shoris, and iskesh kiddush l'shiris, the hekesh of kiddush l'shiris, and shiris always means standing. Therefore, b'shas kiddush also kind of has to be standing. So, if the machlokes here is minatzad called standing or not. Tana Rabbanan read like this: kiddush yodov raglov b'yoyin, if the kohen was mekadesh his hands and feet by daytime when he first came in to do the avodah today, and tzarach lekadesh b'layla. He does not have to make the Kiddush Balayla if he did not leave the Beis Hamikdash the whole day, and he was not Mesiach Das from the first Kiddush. It helped even for the night time. Balayla, let's say the first Kohen first came in at night time, and he first Mekadosh his hands and feet at night time. Balayla is Tzarach Lekadosh Bayayim. He has to still make another Kiddush Bayayim. We'll soon see why. Shalina Paiselos Kiddush. Therefore, Lina is Paisel, the stays of the night, and Omer HaShrashi says, V'yomod HaShacharu Yaiselina. When it comes Omer HaShachar, the morning star, that makes it leaner that that's absurd, and therefore in the morning you have to have another Kiddush. These are the words of Rebbe. Shoyer Rebbe, Yom Rebbe used to say, Lino Mo'elis, the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. That there is a soul of Lino by the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. Meaning if you washed your hands at night time, when it becomes overnight time, the Omer HaShachar, that's like a soul Lino, if it left overnight, that it needs a new Kiddush. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Oimer, no, ain lina mo'elis, the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. There's no still lina by Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. Meaning if you washed your hands at night time, and you did not leave, you're not Mesiach Das, he will hold, you do not have to make another Kiddush in the morning. That's not like this. Tan Yidduch, another price you learned, ho ye oimeid u'makev agavi mezbech l'layla. Okay, that was doing the avoid the whole night time in the Mesbeach. Li oira, when it comes daytime in the morning, praying Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, Divrei Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. Again, it's very good. There's a psul lina when it comes daytime, he has to wash his hands over again. We have leather of Shimon Aimer, Kivin Shekidish Yodav Raglov, Betchilas Avoido, Afilu Mikan V'Yadasor Yom, and Mesor Kaddish. No, as long as the Kohen started to wash his hands at the beginning, and he was not Mesir Das in between, even though it came by 10 days, he does not need another Kiddush, since he did not make a Hesek Adas, he does not need another Kiddush. So he learned it 2 times, and more than 3, Chanita Machlek is both. The Yashmina Kamaisa Vikom Rebbe, the Pasuk Le Miavoida Li Avoida.
But here in the first verse, it doesn't say clearly that the Kohen worked the whole night. It just says he came into the Beis Hamikdash to work at night, and he was not Mesir Das. So comes the morning, it says still he has to make another Kiddush. That's the first case, because he was not Pasuk, because like he was Pasuk, he stopped. He did not do the Avoida. Rabbi Moore says, he stopped doing the first avoida. But in the second case, the late postak lady did not stop doing the avoida. Says he was working the whole night straight. Maybe even Rebbe would also agree to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, that since the Kohen did not stop doing the avoida at all, he would not have to make a second kiddush. That's why he needs the kiddush in the second brisa. But only here the second case. Maybe behokomer Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, that you do not need a second kiddush only because the Kohen did not stop doing the avoider at all. I will be hovered in the first case where the Kohen stopped doing the avoider. Aim the moider little Rebbe, maybe it also agrees to Rebbe that you have to have a second kiddush in the morning, that Lina would be for Selis. Suricha, that's one of the machlokes, both cases. Now, my time with the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe? Where does Rebbe know that he saw that Lina's poisel by kiddush adai raglayim? They say the pasuk says, Begishtam. They come close. And Rashi says, the Gisha, the Shachos, when you come to do the Avodah in the morning, Gisha Achriti, that's like a new Gisha, new coming close. Shara Yeshkan Marocha Chadosha, there's a new burning, there's a new Marocha. Since the Mizbech is fixed over new in the morning, it's called the new Begishtam. So every time you make a Begishtam, every morning, you have to have a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. My time with the Rebbezer of Shimon, the Gemara says, the Siddur Potter says, Bevoyim, when he comes, every time he comes in, the Kohen came in once and stayed there. He does not need another Kiddush. Vidach, what does Rebbe do with this? Vidach nam yaksib avoyim. I mean, what does Rebbe do? It says the word avoyim. Ik said the gishtam, v'lo yaksib avoyim. Who just said the word begishtam and not the word avoyim? Having there, I would have thought to say, I call gisha v'gisha. Every time you come close to the Mizbeach, even though you're inside the Beit HaMikdash, but every time you come close, you need another Kiddush. Kos rachamon avoyim, it says no avoyim. The first time you come in by daytime, that's enough for the whole day. Then in the morning, it's called the new begishtam, you need a new kiddush. To read the words of Lezer do, now me yaksiv begishtam, I says the word begishtam. See, Darshan is like this. Eat, siv, the volume, would have just said the volume, like siv, begishtam, would have said the word begishtam. Have, I mean, I would have thought to say, afiluwa, be your rekonis. Anytime you come in, even though you're not coming in to do the avoida, anytime you're coming in, you'll have to be mekadish. You're dying for a glayim. Therefore, it says begishtam only if you come in to do the avoda. For the Gemara, no, avir rekonas aksil l'sharis. The pasuk says fili l'sharis. It says fili. You only have to make a kiddush if you're coming in to do the avoda and not stop walking in. Ela rather, it's like this: begishtam mi boi lightly could have acha by Yaakov. The yomer of acha by Yaakov. Hakel moil. Everybody agrees. The kiddush sheni kishulavush mikadish. In other words, the claim Godu, we said, every time he changes his begodim, he has to wash his hands once before and one after. For the second kiddush, everybody agrees, kishulovish, after he put on a second pair of begodim, that's when he's mekadesh, that's when he washes his hands. It's only mekadesh upon the first kiddush, does he do when he's still wearing his first clothing or after he takes it off. But on the second one, the Yom HaKor, the pasuk says, oy begishtam, he came in, meaning, me, shein, and bechusser, el, gisha, bavadi, is only missing coming in. Yotzes, if he would wash his hands before he put it on the second prayer of the Godim, shem, bechusser, levisho, gisha. Here, in order to do the avoida, he has to first put on his begodim and then make the gisha. So therefore, that's the post of the begishtam teaching us that the second time the Kohen Gadol washes his hands, that treats it only after he put on his begodim. Then, lahat, yurisha, long, what is the end of the post, like, lahat, yurisha, Lomeli, Mar says, Mav, then I would have thought to say, Hanimili avoided the Mak of Kaporah.